Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. The Vatican is pro-Islamic and anti-Israel. That's the headline. Mike Gendron comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the relationship that Pope Francis has with the Islamic world.
Well, it's no secret to anyone that has studied Roman Catholicism that the Roman Catholic Church is very friendly with Muslims, even to the point of declaring that they are part of God's plan of salvation. And I'm referring to the official document of the Catholic Church, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 841, and I quote, "The Church's relationship with the Muslims states that the plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator in the first place, among whom are the Muslims." And in the same tone, they've also been against Israel. Jimmy, you may remember that it wasn't until 50 years after Israel declared itself a sovereign nation, it took 50 years for the Vatican to acknowledge that it was now a sovereign nation. So it should be no surprise, then, that Pope Francis is trying to get involved in this two-state nation over in Israel.
I know that he has had several meetings, I'm talking about Pope Francis, with the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. In his warning to Israel, he talked about that the Palestinian state of Palestine should sit down with the Jewish state of Israel. I have never known of a Palestinian state, so not only was his statement probably out of place, but it was seemingly a lie or trying to miscommunicate something that is not true. Does it not seem that way to you?
Well, definitely. And of course, our ultimate authority is the Word of God, but the Pope dismisses the Word of God as his supreme authority. And if he would only look and see that there is a covenant that God made with the nation of Israel and gave the land to Israel, so there is no Palestinian state. The title deed for the land in Israel is the Bible. But again, we've seen throughout his pontificate that he ignores what the Word of God says in many areas of his papacy.
Mike Gendron with the details on how the Pope and the Vatican are pro-Islamic and anti-Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The statements and warnings from the Vatican and Pope Francis give us evidence that the Roman Church is becoming more and more in line with a worldwide religion, which would include so-called Christianity and Islam. This is the Revelation 17 false church, which is replacement theology. And that's a theology that says God has replaced the Jewish people in his promises for the future with a false church. The Pope's statements and activities are a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...